is Ted Kennedy. The 1990 census laid an egg. Thousands of communities are asking for a recount, and they deserve one. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the 1990 census has turned out to be the most controversial in history. The Census Bureau has released its preliminary results, and the numbers don't add up. Communities across the country are protesting that large numbers of citizens were missed in the count. 6,000 jurisdictions, including the 51 largest cities, have now challenged the results. The mayor of New York says a million residents of his city weren't counted. When the Census Bureau said the small town of Jacksonburg, Ohio, had only 14 people, 39 residents turned out to protest. A great deal is riding on census fairness and accuracy, from the apportionment of seats in Congress to the allocation of billions of dollars in federal aid. Tell the Census Bureau to shape up, Al, and make the corrections necessary to eliminate the shocking errors causing this undercount.
Ted, don't blame the Census Bureau for the failure of many people to cooperate, especially when a number of your liberal chums were right out there on the stump urging a boycott, shamefully telling folks not to send the census forms back in. Over 200,000 census workers had to hit the bricks because a lot of confused folk took your advice and couldn't see the advantage of being counted. At least six tries were made to contact each household, and then as a last resort, the information was gathered up by the most reliable third party to be found. The Census Bureau went to a lot of extra trouble to track people down and get an accurate count in spite of the roadblocks your buddies tossed in their way. Your pals' plans didn't work out, Ted. The Census Bureau did a good job, and now you found out all those billions of bucks will not be going where you had the plans to spend them. But don't cry foul now when you weren't even willing to play ball from the start. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the need for people to donate organs without federal laws requiring it. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.